Hello, students, and welcome to the Eccentric Podcast, a Kepler student life production. I'm Prophet Joffrey Sweet, the giant educationist, and I'll be presenting this podcast regularly along with Kepler students to talk about all sorts of student life subjects. Now, today we're going to be talking about what kind of college we might attend after graduation. Each episode is going to start with a poetry reading because I dig on poetry, and then we'll move on to the content itself, which, as I said, today is about college. We'll do all sorts of things. Now, this podcast is called The Eccentric because our student magazine at Kepler is also called The Eccentric, not only because we are odd eggs, but because of Kepler himself. Johannes Kepler was an astronomer, a man of the arts and sciences, a fully educated man, a man in full. And when we talk about the eccentric orbits of planets, we can talk about Johannes Kepler. So the eccentric orbits, us orbiting around education. So this podcast is for you, the student, and perhaps the occasional eavesdropping parent. We can talk about what it is we study, why we study, and how to do everything to the glory of God and toward enjoyment of Him. So let's start with this poem, one of my absolute favorite poets, Gerard Manley Hopkins. Now, Hopkins wanted to bring back Anglo-Saxon meter and Anglo-Saxon poetic devices into poetry. So his poetry is very rhythmic, it's very alliterative, it's very strong. And I absolutely love a lot of his work, including this poem, As Kingfishers Catch Fire. As kingfishers catch fire, dragonflies draw flame. As tumbled over rim and roundy wells, stones ring. Like each tucked string tells, each hung bell's bow swung finds tongue to fling out broad its name. Each mortal thing does one thing and the same. Deals out that being indoors each one dwells. Selves goes itself. Myself it speaks and spells, crying, what I do is me, for that I came. I say more. The just man justices, keeps grace. That keeps all his goings graces. Acts in God's eye what in God's eye he is, Christ. For Christ plays in 10,000 places, lovely in limb and lovely in eyes not his, to the Father through the features of men's faces. That's right. It is that good. Now, right now, my soundboard has two sound effects. It has wild applause. And it has wah, wah. So right now on this podcast, I can only do things that are either amazing or amazingly disappointing. Those are my only two options. And I'm going to try not to indulge too much in this soundboard. But yes, I am going to talk to our tech guy about getting some more bits in here. And so I can indulge some of my more, I suppose, fun-loving instincts in this podcast. Kepler also has a couple of other podcasts, one that is about the esoterica of education for educators and for those interested in the philosophy of education. That podcast is called the Kepler Consortium. And we also have one oriented towards families. And that podcast is called The Everlasting Education. All right, well, let's get on with the meat of what we're doing today in our first episode of The Eccentric Podcast. Okay, so I want to talk to you guys briefly, really, about college. And if you've been listening to the Consortium podcast and how Mr. Postman and I have been talking about college, then you know that we are not of the opinion that college is necessary, is obligatory. College should be embarked upon judiciously because of what education is. Education ought to be about our formation. Our parents think about education and educating you in the sense of raising you. They want to raise you to be a man of God, a woman of God, to be conformed to the image of Christ. And so, when we think about education. That's how we ought to be thinking of it. Not can I do certain equation, not am I familiar with the philosophical treatises of so-and-so or such-and-such, but rather, am I becoming more like Christ? Am I becoming a more full and fulsome human being? So when you're thinking about college, that also ought to be your thought. Certainly, you should be very wary of taking on debt. You do not want to, unless absolutely unavoidable, be educated by the state, for example. If you are putting yourself under authorities to educate you, then consider that as you go into college and you take more of that authority onto yourself, and then you hand it out to professors and people to instruct you, you're going to be discipled by these people, then these should also be those who love our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there are a lot of great Christian schools out there, and I want to highlight a couple that are in a certain style that you may want to consider. One is New St. Andrews, and the other is Gutenberg College. New St. Andrews located in Moscow, Idaho, and then Gutenberg also in the Northwest in Eugene, Oregon. Both have quite a few similarities and some distinctives as well that I'd like to unpack. Now, they're both private schools, but as far as private schools go, they are highly affordable. They are the sort of school where you can work during the summer, work a little bit during the year, maybe get a little help from mom and dad and pull this thing off, okay, not go into debt. Now, I'm not sure, I'm pretty sure this is the case for Gutenberg. I know it's the case for New St. Andrews. You can't get federal loans for this, but I think that's absolutely great. Right. We don't want to go into debt, and we don't, even federal grants and federal scholarships. Now, both of these schools do have scholarships and grants available. And before I get into these two schools and sort of the model that they follow, I do want to mention that Gutenberg College does have a grant for students of Kepler. So if you have three credits at Kepler, and you go to Gutenberg College, you're eligible for a $1,000 four-year renewable grant. And with the tuition being the price that it is, that's a substantial little chunk that can help you along your way. And if you completed six or more credits and graduated from our diploma track, then you're eligible for a $2,000 four-year renewable grant. Okay, so we've gotten that out of the way. The reason I want to highlight these two schools to you all is that, as you're thinking about college, what you want to be thinking about, and, hopefully you've been exposed to a lot of this at Kepler, developing your intellectual life, your spiritual life, developing your knowledge through dialogue, through conversation. You hear us talk a lot about Socratic dialogue. And so, I remember my freshman year of college, I had a chemistry class with 800 students. I was one of 800 students. So you show up to this enormous lecture hall, you take a few notes, you take a couple of tests. I did not feel as if I were being educated, right? And so both of these schools use a recitation model, like Kepler does. Both of these schools focus on the liberal arts, on the humanities, and their focus is conversational. You can actually be discipled by the professors. I myself spent some time at New St. Andrews, and it was absolutely life-changing. It informed not only how I homeschooled my own kids, but how I behaved as a teacher in subsequent years. So I really recommend checking out both these schools for you. But so it's not just about being in the classroom, though. This is about taking possession of your education yourself. So here you are, you're listening to this. You're 15, you're 16, you're 17, you're 18. Right. So I have a daughter who's taking a gap year right now. She wants to attend New St. Andrews starting next year. And she's on a trip right now. She's doing a little traveling in her gap year. It's a wonderful thing to do. It's a traditional thing to do for a great reason. You're after graduating from high school is a great time to travel. But she also needs to get back. She needs to work so that she can save up a little bit of money to make this happen. But the reason I mention this is that, she is at 18 years old and beginning to take her life in her own hands. Normally that expression gets used when you're doing something very foolhardy, right? Like, oh, don't do that. You'll be taking your life in your own hands. Don't get on that motorcycle without a helmet. You'll be taking your life in your own hands. And that's not what she's doing. It's not what you ought to do, but there is more risk, isn't there? You guys are that age where you're approaching it. The risks are yours now, right? You're more and more responsible. And so when you think about your education, I would really encourage you to think about the responsibility of thinking about your own formation, right? Not just checking off the right boxes to get a certain kind of job, but thinking about the kind of human being that you want to be, rich, fully developed, with an ample breadth of knowledge, and having charge of your own destiny as far as a human might. And so both of these schools exist in a community where that can happen. So even more than in the classroom, like, for example, Gutenberg, they have a big house. And this is a house that was donated to them. It's a former fraternity house, and some people actually live in the house. Even students from the University of Oregon, I understand, can live in the house. People can get jobs in town. But everything that happened, the campus is an enormous house. So yes, it's a small school. But what that means is that people see you living. And that's an important part of accountability, isn't it? People see you living, and they see you living in community. The college itself is a community, which I find wonderful. New St. Andrews is a little bit different. New St. Andrews exists in the context of a robust Christian community in a college town. So New St. Andrews is located in Moscow, Idaho, where the University of Idaho is. So these are both schools are in bigger college towns. But Moscow is small. It's just 25,000 folks. And some great, healthy churches in the area. And, and they're engaged with the students at New St. Andrews. And so, the New St. Andrews students live their academic life out in a context where, you should be in church, and you'll know people who aren't just students, but you'll know parents, and you'll know children. And so you're also involved in a broader community. So on one hand, Gutenberg, a little more of it's the school itself is the community. And then New St. Andrews, more that the school is within the broader waters of a community, but both extremely human. And if it's extremely human, that means that there are relationships, right? People who support you and people to hold you accountable. And so as you embark on this next great adventure of yours, and as you start thinking about what this next great adventure might be, then thinking about having community, having accountability, having people who also love philosophy, loves theology, love Latin, love biology like you do, and who care. And then people who aren't students who also care about you. As you're becoming an adult, as you get a little bit older and you realize you always want people around to love and who love you, right? You're not finally getting out from under the wings of your parents in order to go out and be a completely independent human. There's no such thing as an independent human. And those who do manage to get close become terrifying monstrosities. They're certainly not Christ-like. A Christ-like life, including a Christ-like academic life, is one led in community. So those are two schools that I would suggest to you if you're thinking about education, Christian education and community. I know there are lots of other great options out there, and you may be listening and thinking, well, college is not really for me. And that's absolutely a wonderful track to explore. And we'll do episodes about that. If you're a Kepler student, then yeah, we can talk, you and I can talk about that directly. But if you are thinking, I want to continue to have a fulsome education in the liberal arts, I want to become a broader and deeper person as far as my connection to knowledge, to tradition goes, so that this can help in my maturation, then wonderful. Just remember to do it in community. I would absolutely love for you guys to interact with me if you're a Kepler student on our Kepler Slack and talk about what schools you guys are thinking about, whether you think it hits that hits this criteria of community. And any other feedback on this episode would be greatly appreciated. I look forward to bringing in students to talk about their work, to talk about the things that we're up to. The Kepler Eccentric magazine will be coming out in a little while. If you are doing work already, we're getting submissions at Student Council for the magazine. So if you've got some stuff, teachers and students who may be listening, if you've got poetry, if you've got essays, you've got short stories, photographs, paintings, then send them in. We would absolutely love to consider them for publication in the Kepler Eccentric. All right, well, this has been the inaugural episode of the Kepler Eccentric podcast, a Kepler Life production. I look forward to talking to you guys further about this, and I look forward to the next episode. So long, everybody.